Am I a genius? I don't think so. Not yet, anyway. As Bert would put it, mocking the euphemisms of educational jargon, I'm exceptional. A democratic term used to avoid the damning labels of gifted and deprived, which used to mean bright and retarded. And as soon as exceptional begins to mean anything to anyone, they'll change it. The idea seems to be, use an expression only as long as it doesn't mean anything to anybody. Exceptional refers to both ends of the spectrum. So all my life I've been exceptional. Strange about learning. The farther I go, the more I see that I never knew even existed. A short while ago, I foolishly thought I could learn everything, all the knowledge in the world. Now I hope only to be able to know of its existence and to understand one grain of it. Is there time? Bert is annoyed with me. He finds me impatient, and the others must feel the same. But they hold me back and try to keep me in my place. What is my place? Who and what am I now? Am I the sum of my life, or only of the past months? Oh, how impatient they get when I try to discuss it with them. They don't like to admit that they don't know. It's paradoxical that an ordinary man like Niemer presumes to devote himself to making other people geniuses. He'd like to be thought of as the discoverer of new laws of learning, the Einstein of psychology. And he has the teacher's fear of being surpassed by the student, the master's dread of having the disciple discredit his work. Not that I am in any real sense Niemer's student or disciple, as Bert is. I guess Niemer's fear of being revealed as a man walking on stilts among giants is understandable. Failure at this point would destroy him. He's too old to start all over again. As shocking as it is to discover the truth about men I had respected and looked up to, I guess Bert is right. I mustn't be too impatient with them. Their ideas and brilliant work made the experiment possible. I've got to guard against the natural tendency to look down on them now that I've surpassed them. I've got to realize that when they continually admonish me to speak and write simply so that people who read these reports will be able to understand me, they're talking about themselves as well. But still, it's frightening to realize that my fate is in the hands of men who are not the giants I once thought them to be, men who don't know all the answers.
This ends Disc 4.